Hello, welcome to another edition of A Day at the Beach. This is the podcast, and it's Podcast 102. Today is the Christmas special, Christmas holiday special. This is probably about the fourth year that we've done a holiday special here on the podcast, and I have just a ton of surf music, surf/holiday music for your listening enjoyment. Joining me in studio today is none other than Mr. Rick Wilkinson of Rickshaw Records.
Howdy.
Hi, Rick. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
Great. Should we mention things now, or should we just go into the music, and then we got a whole hour to,
I think that people are starting to see something, you know, if they're listening by now, they've already figured out that the website has changed.
That's true.
So, all right. Yeah, let's just
Merry Christmas,
jump right into
and welcome
Merry
to Austin Ribbon Mics.
Yeah.
Start off with a song by the Deadlies, okay? This kind of welcomes you to the whole podcast. Merry Christmas. Thank you. Well, Merry Christmas to you too, Rick.
Thank you. Wow. That sure is a sensitive microphone you have there, Clint.
This microphone is taking a little adjusting for me, yes. So I'm not shouting into it an inch away. I don't look like Mick Jagger on stage with the microphone. So
I don't think anybody's ever confused that.
Because I'm... you haven't seen him lately, have you?
No.
We're for the first time on the podcast, I'm using an Austin Ribbon microphone.
That's correct.
Made exclusively by Rick Wilkinson.
That's me.
Of Ribbon, Austin Ribbon microphone.
of that, whatever that is.
It'll be hard for me not to say Rickshaw Records.
That's
anymore.
All right. You can still say that.
So why don't you tell us just a bit about this microphone that people are listening to?
Well,
I'm having a hard time adjusting to the sensitivity of it.
It's a Ribbon microphone, and I'm actually talking into one side of it, and you're talking into the other side of it. It's a figure eight, if you know what that is from the microphone world. It's a ribbon of aluminum suspended between two magnets, and it makes an electrical signal, just like a regular microphone does, or kind of like a regular microphone does.
Okay. Is it comparable to your eardrum?
Yes.
In a way?
Well, a little
bit,
that
vibration it's picking up. I don't know how a regular, like this microphone I have been using.
It's a little different than a regular, like, performance.
Condenser mic.
Handheld microphone. Yeah, it's a little bit different than that. But the... it's like you ever seen the big Elvis mics or the Frank Sinatra mics?
Right, sure.
It's one of those.
Okay.
Except it doesn't look like that because I'm using modern magnets. I don't have to have a big fat magnet as big as my fist in the bottom to make it work. So anyway, these are kits that people normally build. I built this one on the weekend to bring it over here. So,
yeah.
So we're just talking into it now.
It's great. It sounds great.
It sounds nice.
It's crystal clear, that's for sure. And if I touch anything here, it'll probably pick it up, won't it?
It's pretty sensitive. Pretty sensitive.
All right, we're playing Christmas music here today. We just heard the Urban Surf Kings from Nova Scotia, Canada, with "Hey Santa Claus." That comes from a double CD mixed up there with the Spoilers from Moscow, Russia. Mm-hmm. That they entitled "Fruitcake Volume 1: Hey Santa Claus" by the Urban Surf Kings. Before that, the Christmas Surf Band with "Hey, Let It Snow." Everything starts with "Hey, Let It Snow" from Christmas Surf Christmas, and the Deadlies from Napa, California, started things off with "We Wish You a Merry Christmas," a very deadly Christmas by the Deadlies. So let's get into some urban,
not Urban Surf Kings.
No, these are the Cocktail Preachers, aren't
cocktail
they?
Cocktail Preachers from Chicago,
a classic from the Charlie Brown Christmas.
Right.
Thank you. Pretty cool song by the Nebulas off their very first CD called Nebula One. That was Swan Lake, of course, coming from the Tchaikovsky's famous Christmas ballet, the Nutcracker.
Nutcracker.
And who else? The Veritones put out a Christmas CD a couple years ago called Have Yourself a Vera Merry Christmas by the Veritones. Oh Holy Night's the song we heard. And the Cocktail Preachers doing Linus and Lucy, a song covered by many surf bands around Christmas time from the Charlie Brown Christmas special.
Yep.
So have you always been a do-it-yourself kind of a guy? Because I know you built your own reverb tank at one point, right?
Yeah, when I was playing in Surf Report, I built my own reverb tank because at the time, they hadn't reissued them yet. And the 1960s ones were too expensive. So Mother of Invention, so I built a reverb tank for my surf band, and I built one for another guy, and I built an amplifier, and I built guitars. Yeah, I've been in a video game, and I fixed things around the house. I'm just one of those guys, you know? So then when it came time to build this microphone, I didn't want to buy one. I wanted to build one, so I did. And then people started asking me, where'd you get that thing? And so I put out some plans on how to build it, and it went from there, and then kits now. That's pretty much what I do.
And it took off.
It took off.
And did you get a write-up in Wired magazine?
Yeah, Wired.com and Tape Op and a bunch of places. A lot of people blog. They build the mic and they film themselves building it and they put it on their blog, or they'll, you know, say, hey, I just bought this. You know, it's kind of cool.
That's great.
So all over the world too. I'm flattered.
And the name of your company is Austin Ribbon Mic.
AustinRibbonMicrophones.com or DIY Ribbon Mic. Do it yourself Ribbon Mic.com. DIY Ribbon Mic.
All right. Well, good. You know, I bought this Gary Hoey complete collection of Christmas songs, Ho Ho Hoey, after Christmas last year, and I never listened to it.
No.
And I didn't. I have no idea what these songs are like, except I know Gary Hoey, and I know he's kind of a shredding guitarist. You know, he's not really a surf guitarist. And I have no idea. I just put this song on. It's called Ave Maria.
Ave Maria.
And we're all going to listen to it for a very first time.
All right, sounds good.
Thank you.
That was the Beach Boys doing Jingle Bells, and before that, the Straitjackets did Jingle Bell Rock, and before that, John and the Knight Riders did Sleigh Ride. That comes off of Double Crown Records' first seasonal favorites release. How you doing, Rick?
I'm doing
good.
You're
just looking at me like,
no,
you know,
I don't have anything to say, really. I'm just
And we also heard the Gary Hoey version of Ave Maria off his... Ho, 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 the complete collection of Gary Hoey Christmas songs. It's a double CD, by the way, a double CD collection.
Wow.
About 40 songs,
Is he from San Diego?
He is not. He's from back east, Boston, I think.
Okay.
But I interviewed him once over at KCR Radio, though.
Very nice.
When he played here. It was kind of fun.
Sounds good.
Getting to know him. Any plans for the holidays?
Yeah, I'm going to have family over, and then we're going to... do a fabulous vacation in Los Angeles, California.
Oh, man, can't beat that.
Yeah, we're going to do all the touristy stuff. La Brea Tar Pits. We're going to go to the Griffith Observatory, Knott's Berry Farm, Malibu.
And Malibu.
Yeah, so.
Great. Well, what do we have up next?
I don't know.
We have the Malibu's Rule. You were supposed to intro that. I can't say it.
Malibu's Yule. Figgy pudding.
We're not playing figgy pudding yet, but
Malibu's Yule.
This is Carol of the Swells.
We'll be right back.
That's not the Beatles. Those are the Ventures.
That's right.
What is that song? I can't think of that Beatles song. But it was the Ventures doing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
I Feel Fine.
Oh, thanks.
Got it.
You Beatle.
That's why I'm here.
That's
why I'm here today, Clint.
Pyronauts before that. Away in a Manger. Do I need to talk right into the microphone? I can't talk down like this.
You should talk right into the microphone. Sounds much better.
Before that, the Tiki Tiki Bamboos out of Germany with a ukulele solo. You don't get that a lot on the commercial radio, do you? With White Christmas. The Aqualads in there with Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's Paul Johnson in the background, a little acoustic right. Christmas music.
That's right. Right on cue.
Just so we can talk.
Right on cue.
Just so we can talk over him. Rick, you were great in Surf Report. Boy, I miss you guys playing live. I kind of grew up... on Surf Report, as far as my surf music
it was a fun
experience.
I literally just last week, or maybe earlier this week, put in some old Surf Report CDs, and I'm like, wow, those are pretty good. What was I doing that they were so good? So I enjoyed them.
It was good. What did you enjoy? Let's say, what did you enjoy most, and what do you not miss about playing in a band?
Let's see. I enjoyed most... In Surf Report, Ryan and I, Ruhar and I.
Yeah, Ruhar.
Yes. We played off each other really well. I was always the chunk guy, mm-hmm. just laying down the rhythms, and Ryan had all these crazy guitar riffs that now are what Secret Samurai do all the time.
Yeah.
So, and then I went to go to Chum, and it was all chunk riffs, and it was two very different styles that worked really well in Surf Report.
Yeah.
So I miss that, and I miss hanging out with the people you know, some of the people that used to come to all the shows, and we'd see at events where there'd be more than one band. What I miss?
But it is a great community.
Isn't it? Yeah, it's very nice.
One of the great things about surf music is this tight-knit group of both fans and bands, you know, because
and everybody was really
in a unique little world of this surf music.
Supportive,
you know? It is so unique,
yeah.
And we're a tight little family, and it's a fun thing to be in.
I agree. So the only thing I miss is loading equipment in.
You don't miss.
The only thing I don't miss is loading equipment in and loading it out. That was a pain in the butt.
Yeah.
And going to rehearsal.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't just come naturally.
Yeah. Of course, you probably miss the money that has stopped flowing in, right?
Yes, the constant and the chicks.
Well, we saw some good chicks at the old Tiki House in PB, but unfortunately, they were usually falling over face first.
That's right.
So you only got to see them for a short time and before they were too inebriated to stand up. But those were fun times, weren't they?
Yes, they were. What are we going to hear next?
We're going to hear a band called Tsunami Blue. They're going to do a John Lennon song all about Christmas. And
very
John
nice.
Was a very spiritual, religious kind of
yes,
guy.
Yes, he was.
This is called Merry Christmas, War is Over. We'll be right back. the unmistakable sound of the Blue Hawaiians with Have Yourself a Very Quiet Christmas. Comes off of Christmas on Big Island. Tsunami Blue before that did So This Is Christmas, War Is Over, John Lennon song, of course. And Adventures with Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Pyronauts with Away in a Manger. I think we've covered it.
Yeah, it's pretty much all the Christmas songs.
Every song you want to hear is on this playlist.
That is correct.
This podcast.
This could be a CD in itself.
Well, Rick, it's been a pleasure having you on the show. It's great having you, and I just cannot thank you enough. And I have thanked you many times on this podcast for sharing with me your website and the space.
That's
to
my
put
pleasure.
The podcast up. So thank you very much.
It's my little toe that's still in surf music after probably 10 records and 20 years.
Yeah,
I'm not playing anymore. Not that I don't want to, but I just don't have the time.
No other band interest or rock cover bands or
can't.
You know.
I would love to. I play guitar at my house all the time.
Okay,
but not with anybody else. Just me and the dog.
Okay,
pretty much. He's pretty good too.
He plays bass.
Yes.
Well, great. Merry Christmas to you
Thank
and your
you.
Family.
Thank
and,
you.
You hit on, thought of it might be interesting to talk about what I'm doing for Christmas, but that would take all of 2 seconds. Yeah. Nothing.
Yes.
I'm staying
nothing.
Home.
Yes.
Not going anywhere, which is in itself can be a good thing. So.
Good.
But it's fun doing these podcasts. I love doing it. I love this music. So
yeah, it's fun.
I'm glad I have this outlet to share it with the world.
Yep.
So, and it's all because of you, Rick.
Well, no, it's not. It's because of you. And I have some web space to offer. So.
Very good. Okay. And you have some microphones to sell if anybody's interested in a very high-quality microphone.
Yeah, that used on some Chum Records. Actually, Ron from Romachesco. He used a whole bunch of them.
He was on
I forgot the name of his band. I can't remember the name of his band. We'll just edit this
Sand
out.
Sand Devils.
The Sand Devils, yes.
Yeah, but not the Astroglides.
Not the Astroglides, no, okay. No. The Sand Devils used like 4 of them
That's
on
awesome.
Their last record.
That's
yeah.
great.
Yeah.
Their only record.
Their only record.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, well, thanks. Let's fade this out and get into some Mermen. The Mermen put out just a gorgeous CD a year or two ago called Do You Hear What I Hear? Subtitled A Very Mermen Christmas. It is not a classic surf Christmas album like we've been listening to. It's very lush,
love it,
highly produced and gorgeous music put out by Jim Thomas.
It's fantastic.
So we'll end up with a song you can play this podcast again on New Year's Eve and listen to Auld Lang Syne as you bring in 2015. Thanks for listening, everybody. This has been podcast number 102 right here on AustinRibbonMicrophones.com/A Day at the Beach. Thanks again for joining me, Rick.
You're welcome. My pleasure.